Let's get Dr. Dion out of surgery here today. Go over to the Health Quest Center on Ganson, East Ganson Street. How are you doing, Doctor?
Hey, I'm doing great. Happy to be here with you, Greg. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you got a big audience out there. Everybody's everybody's got pain somewhere, don't they?
Well, that's for sure. You know, there are studies that say that 90% of the population are going to have back pain at some point in their life. And I don't know where the other 10% are, but 90% is a pretty big number.
Yeah, I think it's more like 99.9, isn't it?
I would agree with that. And, you know, we have pain other places as well, the shoulders, the elbows, the knees, the ankles, the hips. You know, we can treat all of those. So we kind of look at the body as a whole, and we have to look at, you know, how they interact with each other.
Yeah, so talk about Health Quest. You started not that long ago. What is Health Quest?
Well, Health Quest is, you know, we have multiple offices. This is my office here in Jackson, Michigan. And what we do is we stay on the cutting edge of technology. You know, I am a chiropractor. That's my formal training. But we want to stay on the cutting edge. Healthcare technology is advancing ever, you know, as quick as cell phone technology. And the problem is doctors are treating these conditions, severe pain conditions, the same way they did 20, 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. So we want to bring the newest technology to help these people get better and feel better and get them back to doing what they love to do.
Can you give us an example of that?
Sure. So we see a lot of patients with bulging herniated discs, spinal stenosis, pinched nerves, sciatica. Some people are being diagnosed as neuropathy, and it's really coming from their back. Some people do have true neuropathy, diabetic neuropathy or chemotherapy-induced neuropathy. And, you know, we have some pieces of technology like spinal decompression therapy, rebuilder therapy, cold laser therapy. These are things that most doctors don't utilize in their treatment that can really help take you to that next level of feeling better and getting back to normal. We want to fix as much of the problem as we can and not just take the pain away. Pain is easy to treat. You can take some narcotics and the pain will go away. Now, it's harder to get those narcotics these days, of course. We all know that. But, you know, so now we have to start thinking a little bit differently. Think outside the box and look at different options that maybe people don't understand. But I go over all of these different treatment methods with patients so that they understand it, because I find that my patients get better when they know what's going on.
Yeah, sometimes the narcotic's not good for you. So how are you working with this laser treatment? How new is that, Doctor?
Well, laser's been around for 50 years. It's only been utilized for about the last, I'd say, 15 years or so. And, you know, all the professional sports teams, all the Olympic athletes, you know, a lot of these really, really well-trained athletes have their own lasers, and they treat themselves at home with these things. So what it does is increases blood flow to help with healing, decreases inflammation at the same time. Inflammation is usually what causes 90% of the pain that people feel. Right. And then it actually stimulates energy production within the damaged cells so that they can heal faster than they would normally and sometimes get past that point where they can't heal.
What's the most common issue that you deal with? Is it back pain?
Yeah. We see a lot of bulging herniated discs, spinal stenosis. Our main treatment method is non-surgical spinal decompression. Mm-hmm. And we can actually try to save people from surgery. Now, we can't save everyone. You know, I have surgeons that I work with, the best in Michigan, some across the country. So if surgery is necessary, I will get them to the right person. But we want to try to save them from that, because surgery is always going to make that back less stable. And a good surgeon will tell you, if you have surgery, you're looking at 10 years, probably best case scenario, before you need another one. For most people. So yeah. If we can avoid that, you know, obviously everyone's going to want to do that, right? So the way non-surgical spinal decompression works is we look at an MRI or CT scan, figure out which discs are damaged where the nerves are irritated, and then we can target those damaged discs. We create a negative pressure inside that joint, which basically is like a vacuum. That vacuum pulls that disc material back in off of the nerve where it's supposed to be, and then we can utilize the cold laser to help heal the damage around that disc in muscles and the joint and everything else.
Let me throw this at you. We're hearing more and more about hip replacements, knee replacements. Is that something you can help people avoid going through? I know a lot of them are successful, but some of them are not. Some of them turn out poorly.
Right. Yes, you're right. I have a lot of patients who still come in because their knee surgery wasn't successful. Some are doing great. You're right. Absolutely. So the best case scenario is if we can catch that early on, try to prevent it, right?
Yeah.
Because every time you have surgery, there's a risk and there's a benefit. And doctors will tell you that. And we want to try to catch it early so that we can avoid that. Now, the problem is, people are motivated by pain, right? So I don't get many patients that want to come in for prevention therapy to try to keep you feeling well. Most people come in because they're in pain. We take an x-ray and the arthritis is already there. We do an MRI and the disc is already damaged, right? So we have to treat the issue as much as we can. But if we can catch it early on, then we can keep you moving. So pain is kind of like an iceberg. You have to think about it like that. The pain is the part that you can see above the water. And then the rest of the iceberg, right, about 70% is below the surface of the water. Mm-hmm. That's where the problem lies. So if we can get to the undersurface, figure out why this is happening, then we can take care of the pain that we can actually see.
So right? What, if somebody wants a consultation, what should they do?
So they can call the office. Our number is 517-784-3388. And being on the radio today, the first 10 callers are going to get a complimentary consultation. If you have a nerve issue, if you have a knee issue, if you have a hip issue, we'll take a look at you. And if I can't help you, I'll get you to the right person. So the first 10 callers are going to get that complimentary consultation.
Oh, there you go. Nice deal there. Doctor, appreciate the visit. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Greg. Have a great day.
From HealthQuest, Dr. Brad Dion, Pride of the Upper Peninsula, 784-3388.